Take your Bible and turn with me, if you would, please, to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, and verse 20. Last week, we talked about Peter in John's Gospel, chapter 21, a story that took place where Peter went back fishing. Several stories and events taking place on the Sea of Galilee and other bodies of water, because the followers of Jesus, the disciples, were fishermen. And Jesus moved from his home in Nazareth after his ministry was completely rejected there. He moved to Capernaum, which is, if you're in the south and you look up, it's at the northwestern part of the Sea of Galilee, right on the shore. Matthew chapter 14, verse number 20, and I want to continue talking about, at the time last week, I didn't have any intentions. I talked last week about, or preached last week about divine interruptions, and that we need divine interruptions in our life. Peter had fished all night, caught nothing, and so Jesus said, "We'll fish over here." Then they caught so much they couldn't even get it in, all right? So, Jesus lets us, he has made a way for us to participate in the kingdom of God and its functioning. And some things we get involved in, like Peter said, "Well, you know, Jesus died on the cross, he buried, and we don't know where he's at, so I'm going to go back fishing." Just because you were successful at something a year ago or 3 years ago, as the case would be, 3.5 years ago, does not guarantee you that you'll be successful at it tomorrow. You always need God's help, all right? So no assumptions. Trust God and have his discernment and follow him. That was one of Peter's ideas. But in spite of the fact it was Peter's idea, God blessed him anyway. That's called the grace of God. So I thank God for his grace every day. So we're going to continue talking about divine interruptions. I don't know about you, but I personally need a lot of divine interruptions. One on the hour, every hour would be really good with me. This is the one about Peter walking on the water. And so in this divine interruption, Peter is sinking when he should be walking, all right? And so let's just start reading in verse 20, 14:20. "And they did all eat," and this is one of the occasions where Jesus had fed people, "and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up fragments that remained 12 baskets full," all right? The fragments can, it's like the old fellow said, take care of the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves. Same principle here. And so they had 12 baskets full left over when they started with hardly anything. The number 12 is the number of order and overflow. There's 12 disciples, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 gates to the city. And so the number 12 is used a lot in the Word of God. Verse 21, "And they had eaten and were about 5,000 men beside the women and children. And straightway, immediately, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship." Constrained is a very strong word, to get into a ship. "And to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away." He said, "I'll take care of the crowd of people, probably 15, maybe 20,000 people. Y'all go." So they did what he said. This was Jesus' command. It was more than an idea, but it was his idea. And he said, "Get in the ship and go to the other side." And when he had sent the multitudes away, in verse 23, he sent them away. He went up into a mountain apart alone to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Sometimes you need to spend some time by yourself. Even though if you don't like being by yourself, it won't hurt you to just sit and be alone and talk to the Lord. Verse 24, there's that word "but" again, okay? There was three of them in last week in the word "but." I never did figure out if it was a preposition or a conjunction or something like that. I don't know what it is, but I do know this. When it's in a sentence, something is going to change. All right? Conjunction? School teachers is having nervous breakdowns. I see them, they're just sweating, okay? All right. Conjunction, all right. This is a conjunction. At least I knew there was a word conjunction, you know what I'm saying? So I did know that, you know, so I feel real good about myself, Samuel, all right? So this conjunction, "but," is going to cause a change. Anytime you see it, there's something to happen. "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, So they're in the middle. So either way you go, to the other side or back, you got the same problem, Mr. Tate. When you're at midnight, midnight's a very unique time of day, Marty Ray. Because at midnight, Sonia, just in a flicker of a second, you're somewhere in yesterday, tomorrow, and today. All at one, you're 6 hours from daylight, 6 hours from daylight. It's a unique time of day. Just kind of let that just, anyway. And it doesn't say there at midnight, but the word midnight is in the Bible many times. I just felt like dropping that on somebody, all right? But the ship was in the midst of the sea. How many of you ever been in the middle of a bad storm? I'm personally in one that's lasted over 10 years. So how do you know that, Brother Scotty? If you ever get in a bad storm, you won't ever forget it. If you forget it, you wasn't in a bad storm. I can tell you about several that I've been in, unfortunately. Literal storms and then spiritual storms. One of them now has lasted over 10 years, but it's fixing to change. But the ship was in the midst of the sea. It was tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. No matter what they did, I mean, they just couldn't deal with it. It was out of their control. And so the fourth watch, see, I told you they knew what time it was. You get in a bad storm, you don't forget it unless you completely lose your mind. And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went walking unto them, walking on the sea. So here they are in the storm already. Here comes somebody just walking around on the water. At this point, Mr. Tate, they don't know it's Jesus. All right? Sometimes we don't really know what we need. Sometimes we're even afraid of what we need. Because we don't like change. We as humans are afraid of change. But all change is not bad. And so when you get in a situation like this, you need something to change. Dying might even be a good thing right at this moment. But I don't know how drowning would be. I just got this bad idea that drowning would be a terrible way to die. You understand what I'm saying? And so, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. I mean, who walks around on the water? The person that made the water, all right? Not usually us, okay? But once again, Peter, he's all in. I mean, whatever we're going to do, I'm in. He's the oldest, and he's seen more storms. He knows more about how the storms are going to turn out. Some of them not so good. Some of them you live through to tell about. Are y'all with me? And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, notice they were troubled, saying, they opened their mouths. Now, please listen very carefully. I'm going to say something that y'all can write down and put on Facebook. But, Lynn, give me credit for it, okay? Because I'm writing a book. So when you do that, put my name down there, okay? All right. And it is a spirit, is what they said. And they cried out for fear. Here's 12 grown men. And they're afraid, hollering like girls. Come on, somebody say, I mean, are y'all here with me today? I ain't anti-girl, I'm married with girl. I always like to make that clear in 2019, okay? I like girls, I married one of them, all right? So, anyway, are y'all still with me? So now here they are afraid of what's going to help them. And they open their mouths. Now let me say something to you, and I'll clarify it in just a minute and give it straight out so you can write it down. So don't write yet, Miss Lynn, okay? All right. I'm just picking on you today. You just happen to be right there in my line of shot, all right? All right. Be careful what you say in a storm. Because when the storm's over, you may say something. Oh, I knew you was going to open that mouth. I was just waiting for that. Yeah, because see, when you're in a storm, come on now, talk to me. You're going to run that mouth. I mean, it's just going to be, unless you're asleep. But if you're in a storm, you ain't going to be asleep. Unless you're showing up crazy, all right? And I have slept through a few, and I won't even go into that, all right? So, but when that storm's over, you're going to say right the opposite of what you said in that storm. Y'all say amen. You don't just have to grin at me, okay? Nobody's going to bite you. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, be of good cheer. Now who says it so, you know, everything's fine when you're dying. I mean, you're just dying, not of natural causes either. You're drowning. Be of good cheer. It's me. Don't be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thee, thou bid me to come unto thee on the water. So Jesus said, well, come on. If you can take it, come on. Be careful what you do in a storm. Be careful the decisions you make in a storm. Y'all listening? Because you may get out there and see something your faith may not can handle. Are y'all still with me? And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water. Peter's walking on the water with Jesus. I mean, he's bad. He's like ZZ Top. He's nationwide. You understand what I'm saying? If we'd have just had Facebook Live to get him, he'd have been a super saint. He walked on the water right up until he looked at the wind. You know, our faith can be so strong right up. Let me say it again. Some of y'all, Jessica and Deb's got it, but I need the rest of you to get it. All right. Our faith can be so strong right up until our granddaughter is 15, goes to the hospital down at Jackson having chest pains.
That's right.
And I can just go right on down the line. Then you got to start texting folks. We got to pray now. We got to have some more folks to be praying. Are y'all with me? And you know how fast that can change? That's why you better know who the person is out here walking on the water. Now, I know Peter was a type A personality, and his mouth driving got him in a lot of stuff. But bless God, he wasn't going to stay in the boat with them crazy folk because they sinking. Jesus, at least he ain't sinking. Y'all with me? They some people you don't need to be in the boat with. Sammy, you better talk to me at the church. Long enough for your mama to forget whatever you just said, okay? But when he saw, here's another one of them conjunctions. But when Peter got to the conjunction of him and the storm, and he didn't see Jesus, because sometimes your vision can be so blurred in a storm. How many ever been in your house and it's raining so hard you look out and you can't even see the cars going by? And you stand there every time it rains like that, like you've never seen it rain like that before, and you say, I can't even see the cars going down the road. Like it's a shock to you. Like right now, it's hot. Well, has it ever been cold in September in Mississippi? And we act shocked every year. But it is especially hot this year, all right? So anyway, it's especially hot every year in my personal opinion, but whatever. All right, so Peter is walking on the water. Let's get this now. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And so he began to sink. Fear sinks you. Faith helps you walk. Y'all with me? Fear will take you down. He saw the wind boisterous. Can you really see the wind? You can see what it does. You know what I'm saying? You can see it take a 55-gallon drum of water and throw it across the Highway 21, knock oak tree down. And so Peter knew the boat wasn't doing too good, so he goes to Jesus. But unfortunately, he looked at that wind, or what the wind does, boisterous waves, every kind of which way, and he starts sinking. And immediately, notice what he cries out to Jesus. He began to sink. He cried unto the Lord, Lord, save me, a little short prayer. When you get down to them short prayers, y'all with me, them little short prayers, you get past all that. Our precious, divine, glorious Heavenly Father. Nothing wrong with that, but you cut all that and say, Jesus, you need some help then. Amen. And immediately, you see, when you get down them short prayers, you done got serious with God. And notice, in spite of Peter's fear, immediately Jesus reached out and caught him. He said, Peter, O thou of little faith, what'd you doubt? Why'd you doubt? You should have stayed. There's this family that stays by us at the fairground. This has been 3 or 4 years ago. She's growing up now. Addison is growing up now. That's her name, it is Addison. And one of her little first cousins had done something to her. Leanne, he was keeping his distance. You understand what I'm saying? And I sat there on the fire cabin just being quiet watching. And she said, "I'm watching you. I'm watching you." He took off, okay? He understood. He translated that, all right? You need to watch Jesus. Be careful what you say in a storm, because you're probably going to change that when the storm's over. Because they was afraid and said they was afraid, but now watch what happens. Verse number 32. "And when they were come into the ship," they all got in the ship. Jesus went back and got in the ship with them. "The wind ceased and there was peace. And then they were in the ship, came and they worshiped him. And they said with their mouths again, 'Of a truth, thou art the Son of God.'" So be careful what you say in a storm, especially if you say it publicly, because when the storm's over, you're going to say something different. So if you can keep your faith, what you say during the storm and what you say after the storm will be the same thing. Are y'all with me? Amen. And the only way you're going to do that is take your eyes off of the wind and keep it on Jesus, because he walks on the water. And the only way we're going to do that is keep the fear out. So be careful what you say in the storm, what you think in the storm, what you feel in the storm, because you're going to think, feel, and say different when that storm's over. I promise you that. How many of you got some storms going on inside that you can't just write a book on Facebook about? Huh? These folk here done got serious. Peter was the oldest of the bunch. He had enough sense to know, "Jackson, this boat plan we own ain't working too good. This fellow here, Jesus, he's walking on top of the water, so I'm going to go out here where he's at. I may sink on the way, but at least I'll sink headed toward Jesus." Somebody asked me, if you only had $2 left of your name, what would you do? I said, "I'd go buy me a Mountain Dew." They said, "My God, why would you do that?" I said, "Well, maybe $2 ain't enough to fix this problem, no way. If she gonna go down, I'm gonna get me a Mountain Dew and get comfortable and watch it, amen. And I ain't gonna be thirsty." Are y'all with me? Be careful what you say in a storm, because I promise you, you'll change it when it's over, especially if there's one of them conjunctions in there where Jesus gets involved. The storm will change. When he gets in the boat, wind ceased. So I don't know about you today, but I would like to agree that Jesus would get up here in the boat with me. Yes. See, Peter got out on the water and was walking to him and sank to help us understand about faith and storms and so forth. But at the end of the day, Jesus got in the boat with all of them, didn't have no faith. That's called grace. He's the one sent them out there. And when they're in the middle of all that, they're in verse number 24, I believe it is. He sent them out there, and they're probably wondering where he's at. He's the one sent us out in this storm anyway. It was his idea to start with, and he's back there on the mountain. There ain't no water, no storm up there. How you know that? Because that's what we'd be saying. Where's Jesus at? He's the one told us to do this. But aren't you glad he comes along right at the right time? And he builds our faith on the journey. So maybe the next storm we go through, we'll have some more faith. So every head bowed, every eye closed. Everyone standing to their feet. If you would, reach over and grab your neighbor's hand, please. If there's someone standing by you, let's agree in faith. Jesus himself said a few chapters after this, if two of you will touch one thing, it'll be done. So let's agree. At God's house, the family of God, let's agree that we stand strong no matter how we feel, no matter what we see, no matter what we say. And help us to start with worshiping God instead of being afraid of what He's going to do or what the storm is going to do. You see, if we could reverse this order and put some faith into it and worship God in spite of the storm, in spite of the, we know God said do this, we're going to just do it anyway. If we sink, we'll sink in the will of God. So if we'd start over here in the verse 33 where they worshiped Him, we might avoid some of these storms. What y'all think? If we'd reverse this order. So, Father, we come into agreement in the name of Jesus. Help us, as David said, enter into your gates with praise, your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise. Let's get that going before the storms even of life even hit. Let's start our day off with worship, Father. Help us to agree together as a church family in all the stuff we do, all the things that transpire around here. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, we would watch what we say in the storm, because it's going to be different when the storm's over and God steps in and fixes the storm. Help us to close our mouths, because Solomon said our words are a snare to our soul. Our words are life and death. But thank you, God, for the grace of God that you came anyway. I thank you personally in my own life, you came anyway. Amen. And you will come, because that's what you do. And so, Father, I pray today that we come into agreement as a church family, that you bless everyone that's here as we come into agreement and we believe to help us, Lord, advance our faith to a level that we worship first, we don't complain, none. We don't worry any, but we worship because you are the Son of God, whether the storm is coming, whether the sun's shining, whether it's dark and you can't see, whether it's bright and you can see, it doesn't matter. It does not affect who you are, God. And so, Father, it does not change you at all. And so, Lord, help us to realize and remember that. And, Father, we thank you, God. Help us to watch what we say in the storm, because when it's over, we're going to say something different. So let's say something different today in our storm than we did yesterday, and maybe tomorrow the sun will be shining. So, Lord, I pray that you'd fill us with your peace, because when they got back, they had peace. When they got him in the boat, they had peace. And so, Lord, give us peace today.